Sometimes the road that we call life can be difficult, rocky, steep, narrow, uncertain. What we really need is someone to shine a lamp down at our feet so that we can see where to take the next step. What we really need is someone to shine a light up ahead so that we can see where it's heading. Turns out that we can have both of those 24/7. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as we take another look at what it means actually to walk in the Spirit from a different perspective. Sometimes I just wish that life made more sense. I mean, we have our hopes and our dreams, but often things get in the road of those. We plan a career, but often it doesn't turn out the way we planned. We hope for this, we dream for that, but it seems there's always someone or something to get in the road. Now, I'm not saying that life is always a disaster. Hopefully it's not. But there are twists and turns on the path of life that we would never have chosen for ourselves. Things that surprise us, divert us, hurt us sometimes. We have this nice, simple plan, and yet we typically find ourselves on a path that doesn't make much sense. That isn't what we expected. My hunch is that what I'm saying resonates with you. Each one of us from time to time finds ourselves in a place that just doesn't make sense. And as we look back, the path that we've travelled is anything but a straight line. It's kind of this higgledy-piggledy thing that winds its way through the landscape. And then when we turn to look forward, so often the way forward isn't that clear either. And as much as I'm one of those personality types that focuses on outcomes and drives hard and crashes through to make things happen, time and time again I find myself in a place where the way ahead simply isn't clear. The way I'd planned to go forward is blocked. And then I'm left wondering, okay, what's next? How do I go forward? What I love about God is that he's a realist. I used to imagine that if I became a Christian, if I gave my life over to this Jesus, if I started living my life for him, then things would become oh so clear and the way forward would become straight and easy. Well, okay, many things have become clearer. Sure they have. But the path ahead is anything but easy. And you know what? It's exactly what Jesus promised would happen. Matthew chapter 7, beginning at verse 13. Enter through the narrow gate. For the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who will take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are very few that find it. As I said, God's a realist. And as we spend some time today and over the coming days and weeks looking at what it means to walk in the Spirit, to walk in an intimate relationship with God, then I want to do that not in some theoretical way, not in some way that suggests that we all get to live on some super spiritual plane for the rest of our lives, but in a way that brings the truth of God to life in the realities of your life and mine. As I've walked with Jesus now going on to a couple of decades, the greatest joy for me is discovering the grace and the mercy of God, the joy and the peace that his presence bring as I live my imperfect life out here on this earth, as I deal with conflict, as I deal with misunderstandings, as I deal with the things that happen that I wouldn't have chosen for myself. Discovering God at work in me and around me and through the circumstances I wouldn't have chosen, it's an awesome thing. It's in that place that we discover the faithfulness and the kindness and the mercy and the power of God. It's in that place that the Spirit of God helps us to live out the truth, the wisdom, the love of God, often at great cost to ourselves. And there's a particular verse, in fact, three verses of Scripture, that speak so deeply into this reality for me. Have a listen. Psalm 119, beginning at verse 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God speaks through his word. We call it the Bible. And sometimes what people want to do is they want to experience the power of the Spirit of God in their lives. We want to see powerful miracles and mountains moved. And we want to experience joy and peace from God. But the Bible, well, no thanks. Stuffy old book. No, not for me. But listen carefully to what the psalmist says. He's saying that the reason that God's word is sweeter than honey to him is because through God's word, God's given him understanding and wisdom. God's given him wisdom to choose the right way rather than every other false way. And so God's word is a lamp to his feet and a light to his path. Now, the Bible was written by people but inspired by the Holy Spirit. So we can't separate God's word and God's spirit. They are one. And so often in life, the things that go wrong aren't someone else's fault, but our own. So often we're living in the consequences of our mistakes because we made some bad choices. Can I be as bold as to say we made some wrong choices? And those wrong choices have consequences. Simple cause and effect. You smoke, you're going to die young. You eat the wrong foods, they're going to make you sick and tired. You commit adultery, it's going to tear your family apart. Clear, simple, plain, obvious cause and effect. But God's given us his word so that we can eat it like sweet honey, so that we can gain wisdom and insight, so that we can start making good choices, right choices. Is that going to take all the pain out of life? No, no, no. Stuff still happens. But as you may have heard me say before on this program, as I look at my own life, I can honestly say that 90% of the pain I've experienced was caused by me. My hunch is if you're going to be honest with yourself, that's probably true in your life too. And here, God has given us his word to guide us on our path. And since the path is narrow and the road is hard, we need God's help to stay on the path that he's chosen for our lives. And listen again to how the psalmist puts it. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Two things, a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When we're walking along and it's dark and the road is narrow and treacherous, what we need right then and there is a lamp for our feet, enough light to know where to step. That's what God's word is. These days when I find myself, say, in a situation of conflict, when the easiest thing in the world to do would be the wrong thing, God's word is a lamp to my feet. His spirit brings his word to my recollection, and I might hear him whisper, "Turn the other cheek." That's the lamp to my feet bit. He shows me which step to take next when things get tight. But his word is also a light to my path. As I look up and I survey the path ahead and wonder, God, where's this leading me? Where's life headed? Where do you want me to go? Then his word is a light to my path. I am doing what I am doing now because God spoke his call on my life into my heart through his word. And friend, this whole psalm, Psalm 119, which incidentally at 176 verses is by way the longest of all the psalms, is all about praising God and thanking him for what? For his word. It's not that God's loading some heavy pack on our backs and making us carry around a bunch of rules. It's that God's word is God's wisdom in our lives. That's why the psalmist says, God, it's like sweet honey. And it shines a lamp down at our feet, and it casts a light forward along the path to make our lives all that God wanted them to be. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through your precepts I gain understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. When we begin to walk in God's word, here's the thing, we're actually walking in the Spirit of God. Today, I was just wondering if I could ask for your input, a bit of help, if you will, to guide me along the way. As you might imagine, we receive a lot of feedback to a different perspective from right around the world. And one of the most common things people say is, I wish you could teach more about subject X or whatever. So that got me to thinking, wouldn't it be great if we could be a bit more deliberate about that? Wouldn't it be great if I could get your input on the teaching topics that would really speak into your life? So could I ask you, when you have a moment, to head across to teachingtopics.org to have your say. It'll only take you a couple of minutes, and who knows how many other people right across the globe might be blessed by your God-inspired ideas. That web address again is teachingtopics.org. Just a few minutes of your time could have a powerful impact that ripples out into countless places that we can't even begin to imagine. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.